You are listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm Elizabeth Press, and I'm here with Christoph, a.k.a. Rags, and we're here to talk about the Mount Ida Preservation. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the Mount Ida Preservation Society. The space is Mount Ida Preservation Hall, and this is the Mount Ida Spring Thaw open mic.
Excellent. So where is this space, and can you tell us a little bit of the history of it?
Yeah, sure. So Mount Ida Preservation Hall is located at 548 Congress Street. Other people might know it as Route 2. It's heading east out of Troy, just before the cross with a 66. There are people who could definitely do the history of it better justice than myself, but I'll certainly try to give a picture.
Just briefly, you know, just paint a picture of where it's been and how it got to be this community space.
Yeah, absolutely. So from my understanding, there was some land that was sold to the Albany Diocese long, long time ago, probably mid-19th or late 19th century. And it was built as, I believe, an Episcopal church in 1869. Big red door, lovely little archway on the sign that says, "Feed my lambs." And that church operated for quite a long time, but to the tune of about 21, 22 years ago, there wasn't enough congregation to sustain it as a church. And so from my understanding, that meant that they were to sell that building back to whoever previously owned it. Now, of course, that person was no longer with us, so tracing the lineage down to the current day, they found someone named Brant Griffin. And Brant Griffin was able to resecure that building and open it as the Preservation Hall of the Mount Ida community. So Mount Ida as a community resource has done work to preserve the Mount Ida Dam, which has been a topic of conversation in Troy, quite a hot topic lately, as well as to rehabilitate, fix up, and embolden the Mount Ida Cemetery, which is right there on Route 66. Beautiful space. And so now they're running a number of different community events and functions out of that building. So the downstairs community space is essentially home to the food pantry, run by a woman named Denise, who serves, I believe, several hundred on a given Saturday morning. It's really quite striking. And so that's great that they're feeding people. They're also holding a number of meetings for the Mount Ida Preservation Association and a lot of the efforts that they have to rehabilitate that building and the surrounding space. In addition, Oliver Holchek, who runs Prima Botanica Chocolate, runs out of there. That's where all of that delicious stuff comes from. Mark Russo and other members of the Basswood community who are nearby are running some of their own business ventures out of there as well. Now, myself and my theater cooperative that I work with, Wilkamps Players, has recently begun a residency there. So I first joined Mount Ida Preservation Association as a member and then pursued a residency there for the purpose of rehearsing and eventually, once we can fix up the sanctuary and other parts of the building, to perform there as well as produce other people's work of theater, music, and related arts.
Right now, you're hosting some open mic fundraisers to help fix up this spot.
Yeah.
So Mount Ida needs a little bit of building love.
Yes, it does. The big hug that it needs is the tower needs some serious masonry work. And there are also some parts of plaster and lighting and other grounds work that needs to be completed before we can even pursue like a certificate of occupancy, these kinds of things. And so the way that we want to do that is bring the community in to see what Mount Ida is doing, what the people from Mount Ida are participating in, and give them an opportunity to contribute, whether that be in the form of funds, volunteer labor, time and attention, these kinds of things. And so the open mic is one of those ways to do that. Coming up will be our second open mic. The first one we had was around President's Day in late February, and it was a big kickoff. We had a lot of performers. We had a lot of community support. I would say there were easily 60 to 80 people there, which was a really good turnout. People were making chocolate. There were drinks. There were other snacks. And the acts ranged anywhere from a lovely band of 15-year-old girls with their first ever show to a gentleman who actually is a member of Mount Ida who performed on the accordion for the first time in many, many years, stand-up comedy, raw political poetry around gender identity and expression. We also had a number of visual arts, so collage, paint, and sculpture. And so what we're hoping is to have a lot of those kinds of things happen again. This one, which we're calling our Spring Thaw, which I think you might be able to agree, EP, we are in very much need of.
Oh, definitely. So the next one's coming up right around the corner. Can people still sign up to participate?
Absolutely. If you want to sign up, you can certainly send an email to me. That's ragliacci@gmail.com.
Ooh, how do you spell that?
ragliacci@gmail.com. Or you can certainly show up an hour before. So the performance for the open mic starts at 7 p.m. sharp, but we will be open at 6 p.m. And so if you come before 7, you can certainly sign up. And that's kind of a first come, first serve model.
And this is April 13th.
This is April 13th. There will also be a featured performer, and that is yet to be announced. However, if you yourself envision being a featured performer at one of these open mics, whether it's this one or future ones, which happen about every 6 weeks, feel free to email me or talk to somebody else from the Mount Ida Preservation Association about becoming a featured performer. We would love to have you.
In that same vein, performers of the featured performer and people who help pull off this event also get compensated.
Yes. Part of our mission is to A, raise money for Mount Ida and for the building and to continue to develop that space as a valuable community resource. We also want to make sure that there is sort of an alternative economy for creative artists in the capital region, in the sense that you deserve to be paid for the work that you have. So any artist who performs is welcome to bring merchandise, whether that's like CDs if you're a band, or t-shirts, or prints of art, or chapbooks of poetry. We definitely encourage you to bring those things. In addition, if you're a featured performer, there will be a certain gratuity that you will be able to garner from the members. And this model is not my own idea. I certainly have to give a shout out to D. Colin of Poetic Vibe for starting that at Trey Kitchen. I think it's a great model. I think it brings people into the fold to give a chance to try their stuff, as well as bring somebody in who may be a little more experienced, who may have a little bit more to share, and make sure that they're valuably compensated for that time.
Well, Mount Ida seems like it's moving in a direction of becoming another awesome community space in our community, and it already is in many ways. Your theater group is also looking to help fix up the sanctuary as well.
Yes. One of our goals as Will Kemp's Players is to create a theatrical production space upstairs at the sanctuary. We want to make that a rehearsal and performance space for our theater company and the Shakespeare that we do, but also to bring other theater groups in who may want a venue such as the inside of a beautiful sanctuary to do their work in. And of course, it would be really fun to bring something like Polly there, or to bring another kind of dance party or rock concert or benefit.
Excellent. Christoph, we're quickly running out of time. Is there anything that you want to add? Did we miss anything?
Well, I guess I should thank a couple of the other people who made the Mount Ida open mic possible. You know, we have Susan Prius, who always brings her lights and her expertise around lighting direction. She's also a fantastic actress and performer in her own right. Marissa Henry, who actually has a drag brunch that I believe is at Amacocina in Albany often. Another fantastic artist and director, has been part of the Mount Ida community for a long time. So I think they definitely deserve to be noted and be people that you should reach out to if you're interested in being part of what they have going on. I can say that Mount Ida is certainly always accepting members in terms of actually shaping the direction of Mount Ida's growth. And so if you're interested in that, you can come the second Wednesday, I believe, of every month. If that's incorrect, I'm sure Mark Russo will correct me. But every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Of the month, they have a general membership meeting where you can learn more about what's going on and you can participate in a lot of the decisions that are being made. So there's also a chance to become politically active, community active, without necessarily having to be like a creator or a performer in the more traditional sense.
Thanks, Christoph. So we've been talking to Christoph, a.k.a. Rags, a resident theater maker at Mount Ida, and also the MC and sound director of Open Mic. And the next Mount Ida Open Mic is April 13th at 7 p.m.
Yes, the doors open at 6, so if you want to sign up and get your name on that list to perform, come before 7.
Can't wait. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.